Drilling a hole in the ground may not sound too important. However, at this site, much of today's drilling technology was perfected, and that location may surprise you. Today's broadcast brought to you by AmericanCountryside.com. Listen to your favorite programs, suggest story ideas, and find our books and CDs. It's all at AmericanCountryside.com. From 1959 to 1962, it was quiet north of Las Vegas.
Under President Eisenhower, we had a three-year moratorium with the Soviet Union on testing. And when the Soviets abrogated that and began testing unannounced, we began testing, and the Nevada test site resumed its role, and we're hiring madly.
Nick Aquilina was one of the thousands hired when testing resumed in 1962.
I started out working in the drilling department out at the site. We were drilling hundreds of holes at the time. We were providing the test bed for the laboratories.
Reynolds Electric and Engineering Company drilled most of the holes, and Nick worked with the subcontractor at the site.
They probably changed the whole drilling technology of the world out at the site, because all of a sudden you were drilling 96-inch hole diameter, 3,000-4,000 feet, straight and plumb. It's awful difficult, because you were going to put a 200-foot diagnostic system down that hole. So it was an amazing place to work.
Aquilina became director of the Nevada test site in 1987.
We peaked in 1988 with over 10,000 employees at the test site. In the 60s, we probably had 5,000, 6,000 employees. Today, they have something like 2,500 to 3,000. But under the Reagan administration, we really had a robust testing program.
More with the former test site director next time. As we travel the countryside, in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.